Today's daf was Erev and daf Pezayin. So the Mishnah that we learned previously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have a wall that runs over a bar that separates two chatzeros, that wall can actually divide the bar itself. So the Gemara suggests at the beginning of today's daf that Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya says the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya holds that if you have a balcony that's 4x4 amos, so you can cut out a 4x4 tefach square in the middle of the balcony, and then you can fill up a bucket of water from the water that runs underneath the balcony. Why? Because we view the sides of the balcony as if they bend down and they create these 10 tafach walls, and that's good enough, hanging over the water to have those 10 tafach walls. But the Gemara says, no, they have nothing to do with each other. Could be Rabbi Yehuda would never agree to Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi, because Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi doesn't just view the walls as if they continue to go straight down, but Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi actually bends the walls first to create the walls. Rabbi Yehuda would never go that far. And it could be Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi would never agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he only allows for relying on good achas to view the walls as if they extend down, when the general area is surrounded by mechitzos also, so it's not such a bad karmelis. But if it were a really bad karmelis, maybe he wouldn't buy into the whole thing. The Gemara then mentions three other cases where Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi would allow drawing water through a board that's even less than 4x4 amos. So first is if it's smuch lekosel bepachs mishlosh tefachim. If the board is less than 3 tefachim away from the wall, so then it only needs to be slightly more than 11 tefachim wide by 4 amos long, because the wall of the house will count as one of the mechitzos that surrounds the area of 4x4 tefachim, and the space of almost 3 tefachim is combined with a cutout that's equal to 4 tefachim, that will equal a total of 4 tefachim, which will still leave 10 tefachim on either side of the hole to bend downwards and create the wall. The second case, if the board is standing up straight, the board is not running perpendicular to the wall, it's running parallel to the wall, so then it has to be 10 tefachim tall and only 6 tefachim and 2 mashu who's wide, so you could bend the edges, one tefach and a mashu on either side, and combined with the lavud, it will surround a 4x4 tefach area. And then the third case was Haiso Medes Pekeren Zavis. If there are two walls that actually run perpendicular to each other and create a right angle, then the board that's across from those walls only has to be 10 tefachim tall and 2 tefachim plus 2 mashu is wide, because it just has to bend in both directions to create the additional two walls that are needed in addition to the two walls of the house. Then the Mishnah tells us, Amas Hamayim Shioveres B'Chatzer, if a canal flows through a chatzer, so Tanakama holds you need to build 10 tefach high walls at the entrance point of the canal and at the exit point where the canal exits the chatzer, and those walls have to be in the canal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the walls above ground that surround the chatzer, that's good enough. And this is Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitaso, that walls above ground are viewed as if they continue straight down into the bar or the Amas Hamayim that runs beneath the walls. So Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from a story in Avel where the Zakenim relied on such mechitzos, and the Gemara said, no, that wasn't even a case where it was a karmelis, it was lo haya kashir, it didn't even have a din of a karmelis, it had a din of a makom ptur, and that's why they were makel in that case. Tani Yidach, the Gemara quotes a brisa, first quotes a brisa that says the same thing as the Mishnah, then it quotes another brisa that Amas Hamayim Alveres Ben Achalonos Pachos Mishlosha Meshal Shal Dliya Memale. Brisa says, according to the Tanakama, a person can fill water from a canal that runs below his window as long as it is less than 3 tefachim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it has to be less than 4 tefachim, doesn't have to be less than 3 tefachim. But the Gemara doesn't know, what does it mean? What's the it that has to be less than 3 tefachim according to the Tanakama, less than 4 tefachim according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? Gemara has three possibilities. First possibility Gemara suggests and rejects is Ba'amas Hamayim Gufa. Maybe we're referring to the canal itself. It would be a Makom Patur if it's less than those dimensions. But the Gemara says, who holds that you need? It needs to be less than 3 tefachim to be a makom ptur. We always hold it needs to be less than 4 tefachim to be a makom ptur. That can't be what it's talking about. Second possibility, ba'agfei ulahachlith, that maybe it's referring to the banks of the canal, that they need to be this small in order to be able to bring water from the Amas Hamayim, which is a karmelis, to the house, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, by way of the banks of the canal, which are a makom ptur. Even though Rabbi Yochanan normally wouldn't allow transferring from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim via a makom ptur, maybe from a karmelis to Rosh Hashiachid is a little bit better. We're only dealing with Rosh Yos Durabanan. Maybe that would be mutter. The third possibility is Ravina Amarek from the Mishnah Amud Beis, Kigon da Avadon Nifki Yapuma, that the cases where he made mechitzos at the point that the Amas Hamayim goes into and out of the Chatzer, and the argument about 3 or 4 tefachim is how much of an area can you leave open in the mechitzos? And what they're really arguing about is Lavud. Is Lavud 3 tefachim or is Lavud 4 tefachim? How much empty space can you leave in the mechitzos? Then the Mishnah Mem Beis tells us Gzus Rashi Lamalim and Amayim in Malanim and B'Shabbes Elam Kenos Lamechitza Gavara Asar Tzvachim. You can only bring water onto a balcony from a body of water below if the balcony has 10 tefach high walls. The Gemara originally suggests that's Delo Kichananya, because Chananya doesn't require actually 10 tefach high walls. Chananya Ben Akavya said even if it's just a flat balcony, we could view the walls as if they're bent down. But we said no, maybe it's even like Chananya Ben Akavya. But Chananya Ben Akavya only went with that kula when the general vicinity was surrounded by mechitzos anyway, so it was a better kind of karmelis. But maybe in a regular karmelis, he would require actual 10 tefach high walls. And then at the very end of the daf, we have three kulas. The Chananya paskind for a certain community. He says first kula that they could draw water from a 4 amma by 4 amma balcony on Shabbos, which is the kula we learned about twice in the daf. The second kula is he held that in Tveria, when people collected the extra stalks from the crop early in the morning, their intention was simply shalo yivatel mimalachton, that they won't miss work later in the day. Not because they're actually interested in the stalks being wet with dew. That's not why they went out so early. And therefore, fruit can be stored inside these wet stalks and they don't become hukshal lekabel tuma, because things only become hukshal lekabel tuma when you want it, when you're interested in the moisture. But they weren't interested in the moisture. And the third kula he taught is that a person who bathed in cold water on Shabbos or Yantif, because you're not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos or Yantif in Medina de Gemara, can dry off with a towel, and we're not worried that he's going to violate schita when he squeezes out the towel. As Hashem will discuss that more tomorrow.